political system.
So
if there is tension and all sort of things, we can immediately get the database. Don't let us become a transit point or destination for dangerous things.
Indonesia attended the South Asian Tourism Expo in India due to the growing number of tourists. Pratma Sikti Pratama has more details.
We believe Indian tourists are one of the fastest growing tourists, yeah, coming to Indonesia. This is why we need to be there to market our beautiful destinations, our culture, and then also to build an image, yeah, a positive image amongst Indian tourists, but also international tourists that attended the fair.
Indonesia highlighted several tourist destinations at the 2005 South Asia Travel and Tourism Exchange held last Wednesday to Friday in New Delhi, India. This included the government's tourism priorities like Borobudur Temple in Central Java, Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara, and Likupang in North Sulawesi, as well as tourist spot in urban cities. According to the 2025 South Asia Travel and Tourism Exchange website, the expo hosted over 2,000 exhibitors and is expected to attract more than 40,000 visitors from across the globe. Deputy Director of the Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, Eko Listianto, said that the Daya Anagata Nusantara Investment Management Agency, or BPI Danantara, has the potential to support economic development in Indonesia. In his dialogue with the Voice of Indonesia RI World Service in Jakarta on Wednesday, Eko Listianto stated that in the future, Danantara will ensure liquidity to support national economy.
Chance to make Indonesia better, especially in the economic growth with this institution, because actually the big challenge for the Indonesia to achieve 8% economic growth is about how to make sure that there is enough liquidity in to grow the economic.
Furthermore, Eko Listianto said that to make Danantara able to reach every target of its existence, the agency needs to be supported by a good governance. He further encouraged Indonesian government to ensure the support so that Danantara could grow as big as other sovereign wealth and become one of Indonesia's opportunity to grow the economic sector. The Indonesian Football Association, or PSSI, has appointed Jordi Cruz as technical advisor to the Indonesian national football team. For the detail, will be reported by Dora Pardede.
The Indonesian national football team needs individuals who can help build the big Indonesian football programs. This was conveyed by the chairman of the Indonesian Football Association, Erick Thohir, in a press conference in Jakarta Tuesday. Erick Thohir revealed that the national team needs a figure from the technical side who can be an important part of building coaching methodologies, reviewing coach performance, discussing with national team coaches, and also optimizing players from amateur to professional levels. Eric announced that the figure is filled by Jordi Cruyff as a technical advisor.
Pada saat ini saya baru bisa mengumumkan.
At this time, I can only announce a figure who seems to be able to upgrade from what I said earlier, namely the technical advisor for our national team, Jordi Cruyff, who last served as sporting director at FC Barcelona in 2023.
Memang menjabat sebagai sporting director di FC Barcelona yang terakhir tahun 2023.
Erick Thohir further explained that some time ago there was a meeting between Jordi Cruyff and Patrick Kluivert as the national team coach. Erick Thohir says that Jordi Cruyff will arrive in Jakarta in early March 2025. Arriving in Jakarta, Jordi Cruyff will immediately meet with the Executive Committee of the Indonesian Football Association and the National Team Agency. Dora Pardede for
Listeners, that's the news from Voice Indonesia in Jakarta. And coming up next, here's commentary on Danantara and its implication for the Indonesian economy by Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Voice of Indonesia's commentary today is on Danantara and its implications for the Indonesian economy. The launch of Daya Anagata Nusantara or Danantara by President Prabowo Subianto on Monday marked a strategic step in the management of Indonesia's state wealth, with initial assets projected to reach more than $900 billion. Danantara is expected to become one of the largest state wealth funds in the world. Danantara is an acronym for Daya, which means energy or strength, Anagata, which means future, and Nusantara, which means Indonesia. So, Danantara means economic strength and investment funds, which are the energy of Indonesia's future strength. The main objective of establishing Danantara is to optimize the management of state-owned enterprises and invest the dividends obtained in strategic sectors such as renewable energy, infrastructure, and the development of artificial intelligence. This step is in line with the government's vision to increase economic growth to 8% and reduce dependence on raw material exports. Of course, Danantara is expected to have implications for the Indonesian economy. Among them, it can open up great opportunities in various sectors, especially in the field of electronic commerce or e-commerce. Indonesia, with its growing number of internet users, is very promising market for digital businesses. According to the Indonesian Internet Service Providers Association, the number of internet users in Indonesia in 2024 reached more than 221 million based on the total population. With easier access to the international market, micro, small, and medium enterprises can expand the reach of their products. E-commerce opens up the potential for a more inclusive economy because it allows those in remote areas to sell their products globally, increase income, and create jobs. However, the launch of Danantara also sparked various responses from the public and economic observers. The main concerns revolve around the potential for political intervention in fund management and the risk of corruption. This is considering past experiences in managing similar funds in other countries. Therefore, transparency and good governance are the keys to Danantara's success. President Prabowo Subianto has emphasized his commitment to ensuring that Danantara is managed with the principles of clean and corruption-free governance. Overall, Danantara's success will depend heavily on the implementation of transparent, accountable, and politically interference-free governance. With proper oversight and commitment to the principles of good governance, Danantara has the potential to become an important instrument in driving economic growth and the welfare of the Indonesian people. Well, that was
Voice of Asia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sultan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and obligations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau performed by Nurul Fadilah Hamid. Enjoy.
listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Mount Bromo in East Java, Indonesia, the only active volcano within the Bromo Tengger Semeru National Park. This area offers breathtaking views and a refreshing atmosphere with its white crater and refreshing mist. The tourism area spans 800 square kilometers, offering breathtaking views. There are several activities you must try when visiting Bromo. Bromo Tengger Semeru area provides jeep rides to various spots, such as Love Hill, Widodaren, Bromo Crater, Whispering Sand Dunes, and the Savannah. By riding a jeep that can handle steep and rugged paths, you can enjoy a thrilling ride while taking in the stunning natural scenery. Don't worry if you can't drive a jeep, as there are operators ready to drive and guide you safely through the area. The rental price for a jeep ranges from 600,000 rupiah to 1,250,000 rupiah, though prices may change over time. The vast stretches of black sand surrounding the mountains, with the sound of whispering sands blown by the wind, will make you feel like the only visitor in Bromo Tengger Semeru, just like in a movie. That's why many people come here to capture amazing Instagrammable photos, even for pre-wedding shots. Listener, one of the most sought-after spots in Bromo Tengger Semeru is the sunrise and sunset. Several places offer views of these moments, such as Penanjakan Hill, Love Hill, and Perahu Hill. From these spots, you can witness the sun rising or setting between the hills, mountains, valleys, craters, and sand plains, with the cool, refreshing temperatures revitalizing your body and mind. Well, listeners, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
in a very general sense, a mother tongue is someone's native language or the first language of someone. It is commonly the first language that is taught by parents to their children, or a language that is used mostly in a family. In the broader sense, especially if we associate it with Indonesian linguistic perspective, the mother tongue is the regional language or local languages itself. Because in Indonesia, mother tongue in the most family is the regional language. So if we talk about the mother tongue here, we talk about the regional language. The trend is nowadays seem to be going the opposite. If more and more family use Indonesian as their native language, so your mother tongue is Indonesian, of course.
Okay. Although apparently, ideally, I should my mother be
Nias.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, do you want to learn Indonesian language? I believe that all of you want to learn Indonesian language. But you know how to learn it? This we have also, a special segment. This is on how to learn Indonesian language with our theme, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki,
which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Penyu Penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. The raw regency is Kalimantan province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil. Waktu kecil.
Which means childhood.
Saya. Saya.
Which means I.
Hanya. Hanya.
Which means only.
Bisa bermain. Bisa bermain.
Which means can play.
Dengan. Dengan.
Which means with.
Penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan.
Which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik. Dari plastik.
Which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki. Pulau Sangalaki.
Which means Sangalaki Island.
Terkenal. Terkenal.
Which means famous.
Sebagai. sebagai,
which means as,
tempat konservasi, tempat konservasi,
which means conservation site,
penyu, penyu,
which means turtle,
pengunjung, pengunjung,
which means visitor,
anak-anak, anak-anak,
which means children,
berinteraksi, berinteraksi,
which means to interact,
tukik, tukik,
which means hatchlings,
anak penyu, anak penyu,
which means turtle hatchlings,
seru, seru,
which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In this statement, the word
penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object, the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix "an". For example,
mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means car replicas or car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan. Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan.
Which means children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan, rumah-rumahan,
which means toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya. Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya.
Which means mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Singularity Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280-hectare island is home to hawkbills and green turtle conservation. Is home to hawkbill and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for hawkbill and green turtles because these turtle species favor sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Listeners, that was this week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toys. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, it seems that we must end our togetherness on Indonesia today. This song with Wali Hakal Bye Bye Sayang is at the end of our togetherness of today's edition with me, Ahmad Faisal. Finally, I'm Ahmad Faisal, and also the Crown Duty would like to say thank you very much for your listening and watching us, and we hope that what we have already given to you can improve your insight and also feel enjoyable on our segments and programs. Just make sure that you will never be alone, because we will always be with you to accompany your time, activities, or your days with our news, information, cultures, songs, and many more about Indonesia. So please don't go anywhere. Stay tuned at www.boynews.id. Have a nice day and see you. Wali with Bye Bye Sayang.
Mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 LRE 机的应用程序收听潘代的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚民乡世界
From Indonesia to the world
Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚民乡世界听众朋友您好，我诺法祝你身体健康。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我想为您报道一些印度尼西亚的信息，其中之一是相关印度尼西亚总统巴博沃苏比安多接受俄罗斯总统的信。我们还会播放一些在印度尼西亚的印度尼西亚歌曲，还有印度尼西亚的美丽，给你介绍印度尼西亚各个地区的土特。好吧，开始本期的节目，请各位收听新闻。First of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界，现在报道新闻。印度尼西亚总统巴博沃苏比安多转达了首先去新海地的目标，该海地必须 从坂本省延伸至东爪哇省的 Gresik。2025年2月15日星期二出席了加达民主党第六次代表大会闭幕仪式上发表讲话时，总统提出了这一点。他表示，修建巨型海堤对于争取印度尼西亚爪哇岛北部海岸至关重要。其中最重要的基础设施之一就是巨型海堤。巨型海堤将拯救爪哇北部海岸。巨型海堤必须从坂本延伸到 Gresik， 长达数百公里，我们必须建造它。布拉博沃总统乐观地认为该项目能够很快启动，尽管他还不能确认需要多长时间才能完成。他强调，发展预算已经到了，政府已经准备好实现该项目。2025年2月25日，在雅加达杜里宫，印度尼西亚总统普拉博沃苏比安多接待俄罗斯安全委员会秘书塞给绍伊古时，受到了俄罗斯总统弗拉基米尔·普京的亲笔信。这次访问世界将引领与俄罗斯双边关系，特别是在安全和防务领域关键的重要动力。之前，绍伊古还会见了印度尼西亚国防部长萨菲·桑苏丁。印度尼西亚国防部长表示，印度尼西亚非常感谢俄罗斯一直以来的支持与合作，特别是在库里包国国防和安全在内的各个领域的理解与合作。国防部长希望深化印度尼西亚与俄罗斯现有的合作，并探索新的合作机会。作为该承诺的一部分，印度尼西亚和俄罗斯将通过军事技术合作论坛及政府间军事技术合作委员会探索合作机会。该论坛是讨论各项合作倡议的主要论坛。此外，两国还成立了磋商论坛，就2025年计划中的军事合作活动进行协调。作为该论坛的一部分，印度尼西亚国防部计划派遣代表团前往俄罗斯讨论2025年计划中的国防合作。印度尼西亚共和国交通部与阿拉伯联合酋长国大使讨论了在航空领域战略合作的机会。印度尼西亚交通部部长杜迪·布罗甘迪于星期三在雅加达交通部办公室会见阿联酋驻印度尼西亚大使阿卜杜拉·萨勒姆·阿尔达哈里时，讨论了